North Carolina has spent nearly $700 million in recent years to expand broadband internet across the state. The state now has more than double that amount of federal funding available to connect people who still don't have access to high speeds. Colin Campbell has more on the program.
On a quiet two-lane road a few miles outside Lewisburg, crews for the internet provider Brightspeed are working to connect a small cluster of houses. They're hanging fiber optic cables from telephone poles and running the cables into underground pipes where they'll connect directly into homes. Brightspeed's Steve Brewer shows me the process.
They're going to pull from that pole over there. There's a pole in the woods right there. Mm-hmm.
Over to there. And then it goes underground. You see the straw here. They've already put conduit in.
Once the homes are connected, residents will see a night and day difference in their internet speeds.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting for a homeowner that's out here that's probably been on DSL, you know, getting very, very slow speeds to, you know, quite frankly, most homeowners don't need 2 gig, but they'll be able to get 2 gig.
That's more than 20 times the speed of a typical DSL connection. Broadband internet connections have been hard to get in rural communities. It's expensive to run fiber lines to sparsely populated neighborhoods like this one, where the street only has 3 houses. State and federal funding has been slowly chipping away at the need for years. The latest set of grants awarded in June have been through a program called Completing Access to Broadband, or CAB. That means the state has been able to get high-speed internet to 250,000 homes and businesses. Companies like Brightspeed receive the grants to offset the cost of expanding their networks, and they're required to provide matching funds. Brightspeed Vice President Pamela Sherwood says the grants have helped Brightspeed serve 100,000 people who otherwise wouldn't have high-speed service.
A lot of our service area is very rural, though, so we don't have a whole lot of density across our network, which is what makes a fiber build really expensive. And so the grants allow us to leverage additional funding to reach further and deeper into our network to connect those customers.
The state's Department of Information Technology has paused the CAB program with about $60 million left to spend. That's because the agency is up against tight deadlines for a newer federal program that's directing $1.5 billion for broadband in North Carolina. The new program is called Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment, or BEAD. Angie Taylor is director of the state's Broadband Infrastructure Office.
Now this summer, we're focused totally on the BEAD program and getting those tentative awards made and submitted to the National Telecommunications and Information Administration by September 4th.
BEAD will differ from the state's previous 2 grant programs because it's not limited to fiber broadband connections.
A guidance came out last month that requires the states to have more of a technology-neutral approach. And so we will be accepting applications from fiber providers, fixed wireless, and low-Earth orbit satellite.
That change was initiated by the Trump administration, and it could allow former Trump advisor Elon Musk's satellite-based Starlink service to get a share of the grant funding. Satellite internet services like Starlink can reach remote areas where fiber broadband might not be feasible, but they can be more expensive and come with slower speeds. Taylor says the BEAD funding could finally get North Carolina serving all remaining homes and businesses.
I think the combination of technologies is what helps us get to serving there's 100%, you know, a universal service coverage goal under BEAD. And so the idea is that using all the technologies available is what will help us get to that.
Up until now, most of the state's broadband funding has gone to fiber providers like Brightspeed and Spectrum, as well as local phone cooperatives that offer internet service. They say the fiber lines are best equipped to handle future increases in internet speeds as technology improves. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.